It was another overtime defeat at the hands of the Barry Colts to the North Bay Battalion Tuesday evening, 2-1. The Colts now lead the best of seven series 2-1 as well. "This is going to be a good series. We knew it wasn't going to be a short one," explained head coach Ryan Olayan post-game. "Not the result we wanted, but at the same time you look at being on the road and you have an opportunity where one goal to win a hockey game. It's not the end of the world. We have a day tomorrow to regroup, refresh, and get energized and be ready for Thursday." Neither team could find the back or the net through the first period, although both teams had their chances. North Bay got things rolling early in the second as Ty Nelson, 4, sniped one past Anson Thornton before Ty York, 3, evened the game up halfway through the frame. Moments after the York goal, Nelson had Tyler Savard barreling down on him, cross-checked the Colts forward up high and was assessed a 5-minute major. Nelson was then ejected from the game, however Barry could not score on the ensuing power play. "That's tough, the minutes he plays and things he does for us," said Olayan. "The good news is he will have lots of energy and be fresh for Thursday." Neither team could crack the other in the third, but 3:03 into overtime, Jacob Frosca, 5, converted to send Colts fans into a frenzy at the Sadlin Arena. "There's a lot of maturity in that group, and a lot of leadership," said Olayan. "Tomorrow's more about resting a little bit. You have to find your rest in the series. Rest, recover, get some good nutrition in us and we'll be good to go." Game 4 will go Thursday from Barry. Puck drop will be at 7:30 p.m. and you can catch the game live on the Frontline Game Day broadcast YouTube channel.